Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, bringing you Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station in Emory, Virginia, at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance to bring you my favorite songs and occasional oddball things, which I call wombats. Nothing tonight really qualifies as a full-blown wombat, but sometimes things happen. I'm going to start off with a song that I've played a year or two ago. It's a favorite of mine now. Of course, these are all my favorites. But this is called It's the World's Gone Crazy Cotillion. And it's an oddball song and sung by Waylon Jennings and the Waymore Blues Band. This is the band he always wanted to have. Waylon Jennings is one of the outlaw singers. Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferman. They all sort of fought the system in their own way. And I think Shel Silverstein wrote this song, and it's almost a wombat. And truly an oddball, but very interesting song.
Wonderful.
It's the world's gone crazy, continue. The ladies are dancing alone. The side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
Johnny come lately, ladies are coming in early. The early bird showing up late. Straight men all wanna be funny. Oh, the funny men all wanna get straight.
When the lips have turned into heroes, the heroes have turned into heroes. The villains all wanna be lovers, and the lovers all wanna be. It's the world's gone crazy, cotillion. The ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be the front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
Preachers on TV begging for money, selling the sweet by and by. Everybody wants to see heaven, but nobody's willing to die.
The meek ain't inherited nothing. The leaders are falling behind. So I'm singing my songs to the deaf men, and I'm dancing my dance to the blind.
It's the world's gone crazy, continue. Ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home. It's the world's gone crazy, continue.
Thank you.
That was The World's Gone Crazy Cotillion, sung by Waylon Jennings. The next song is one that I sort of thought everybody had heard, but apparently it didn't get quite the distribution that I thought it did. It's called Fast Car, and it's by Tracy Chapman. It was her first big hit around 1988. She was about 24 at the time and sort of came out of nowhere with this song and made a big, big hit and has gone on to have a wonderful recording career. I've played other songs by Tracy. She's got something in her voice that is rings of sincerity, hard to explain. But you'll hear it, I hope. So this is Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I
someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, 1988. I saw a movie this week. It was the Archery movie, Samson and Delilah. And if you listen to Fast Car, you feel some of her desperation, you know, make a decision or live and die this way. The movie Samson and Delilah was set in Australia. Two young Aborigines, I'd say 1920, and they made the scene from Fast Car seemed like a happy time. they were so empty. Anyway, it's interesting to for us who live a fairly comfortable life to have some insight into what it's like fighting up from the bottom. And Fast Car gives you that insight. The next song is called Cheater Cheater. It's by Joey and Rory from 2008. And they're a husband and wife team. There is a great YouTube video of the two of them singing this. The basic story is that the female in the song is calling the man a cheater. And, you know, saying, you've been out with other people, another woman, and where'd you meet her, you cheater? And in the video, she gets after him. and then they get together and sing their little hearts out at the microphone. They just go do a great job. It's a wonderful duet. It's kind of a bit rough worded, and I apologize if it offends anyone, but it's a story and you can feel the emotion in it. And so this is Cheater Cheater by Rory and Joey.
Cheater Cheater, where'd you meet her? Down at Ernie's bar. Did she smile your way, twirl her hair and say how cute your dimples are? Did she use that line, your place or mine, while you danced with her real slow? Tell me, cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Liar, liar, did you buy her whiskey all night long? Did you hide your ring in the pocket of your jeans, or did you just keep it on? When the deed was done and you had your fun, did you think I wouldn't know? Tell me, cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Now I'm not one to judge someone that I ain't never met, but to lay your hands on a married man's about as low as a gal can get. Hey, I wish her well as she rots in hell, and you can tell her I said so. Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash girl? You're stuck with her now. Take your sorry buttload of all your stuff and get the hell out of my house. But I just wish you'd tell me this one thing before you go. Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Now I'm not one to judge someone that I ain't never met, but to lay your hands on she rots in hell.
Cheater by Joey and Rory from 2008. in the video, she's chasing him around yelling at him and he's trying to run and hide. And then they get together at the microphone and you can tell they're in love. The next song is by a group who has one of the better names in all world. They're called Bare Naked Ladies. You can imagine you're walking down the street in the city and there's a marquee up there and it says Bare Naked Ladies tonight, you know. Well, you're going to wonder what's going on. That's the name. That's their name of the group. They're a Canadian group. They do alternative rock. They're from Toronto and they do a lot of cute songs. They do a few serious songs too and have wonderful harmonies. And this was the first song I heard by them. It's called If I Had $1 Million. And I don't know about you, but I love to fantasize what I would do if I had $1 million and how much I would change my life, if at all, and what ways I would change it. And so this song, these two guys sort of kid around about it. What would they do if they had $1 million?
If I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I
somewhere. Yeah, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there would be foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you some art,
a Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million,
I'd buy your love.
I'd be rich.
If I Had a Million Dollars by Bare Naked Ladies. Those guys, they just sound happy. They do sound happy. I mean, the song is a happy song. And that's not all songs sound that way. The next song is another favorite. Of course, I love this song. It's called Down to the River to Pray. And it's a group song. I've sung it with groups many, many times. And this particular version is by Alison Krauss. Alison Krauss is a genius. She started playing classical age at age 5, won a fiddle contest at 13. She's just done numerous things. And this particular song was used in the movie O Brother, Where Art Thou, which was a modern setting of the Odyssey, and a good movie. And at one point in the Odyssey, the sailors encounter sirens on an island that pull them off their course. And in the movie, the wanderers, these jokers really, get distracted by young ladies down by the river singing. The young ladies are in long white robes and just as beautiful as they can be. And this is the song that's played. And it's a very mystical part of the movie. It really sets a scene of, you can see, you can hear in the song a little bit. It's a beautiful song. And Alison Krauss is singing with others. They have wonderful harmony. In the movie, one of the guys passes out and wakes up, and I guess they've buried him, so just his head is out, and he thinks he's dead. and that's quite confusing until he figures out what's happened. So anyway, here we go. This is Down to the River to Pray with Alison Krauss.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to as I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to as I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way.
Down in the River to Pray by Alison Krauss. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, and we're coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And in case you're picking us up on the web at ehc.edu, You can pick us up on the web in case you're listening over the radio and want to catch us some other time at home or somewhere else. My show comes on Monday nights at 7 o'clock from 7 to 8 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my collection of my favorite songs, the things I'd love to hear. I look so forward to picking out the tunes and playing them and getting to listen to them again. And I enjoy all this. Abingdon, Virginia, we're near there, is the nearest town, is in the southwest tip of Virginia. We're about 10 miles from Tennessee and not far from North Carolina, maybe 20 miles and maybe 40 miles to West Virginia. We're out there. We're far away from, the nearest big city is Charlotte, which isn't all that big, and it's a good 3 hours away. So here we are in Abingdon, Virginia, and there's a lot of Appalachian music around here. And that's old-time music and banjos and fiddles. And from not too far away is a man named Doc Watson. He's in his 80s now. He's one of my heroes. I sing a lot of his songs. I love his music. I like his voice especially, although he's a great banjo player and a guitar player. I think he's a fan. Anyway, this coming song is called Froggy Went A-Courtin'. There are probably as many versions of Froggy Went A-Courtin' as there are of any song. I know one. It's quite different. And Burl Ives did one way back that everybody heard back in those days. But this is Doc Watson singing it. Great banjo going on in the background. And I haven't dedicated many songs, but this one is for Josie Hale. I have two sons, of whom I'm very proud. And one of my sons has two sons, so I have two grandsons. And they're wonderful kids and growing up well. And I love all of them, but I've never had a daughter or a granddaughter. So Josie Hale. So this song is for Josie, a 5-year-old bundle of energy and beauty, and she's like a granddaughter to me. This is Froggy Went A-Courtin' by Doc Watson.
Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a hunt. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a hunt. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a sword and a pistol by his side. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door. Let me in. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door and he hit it so hard that he made it roar. Then Miss Mousy let him in,
Come in, Mr. Froggy.
Then Miss Mousy let him in, Then Miss Mousy let him in, and the way they courted it was a sin, He took Miss Mousy right on his knee, Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, and he says, Miss Mousy, would you marry me, Miss Mousy says, I don't know about that, Miss Mousy says, I don't know about that, Miss Mousy says, don't know about that, but believe to my soul, you have to ask an Uncle Rat, The old rat laughed as he gave away the bride, The old rat laughed as he gave away the bride, The old rat laughed as he gave away the bride. He laughed till he laughed till he shook his fat sides, supper be, Where will the wedding supper be, Where will the wedding supper be? Away down yonder in a holler tree, What did he get for the wedding gown, What did he get for the wedding gown, What did he get for the wedding gown? The piece of hide of an old white hound, What will the wedding supper be, What will the wedding supper be, What will the wedding supper be? Two butter beans and a black-eyed pea, first come in was a big June bug, uh-huh. First come in was a big June bug, uh-huh. First come in was a big June bug, dancing around with a half a pint jug, uh-huh. The second one in was a bumblebee, uh-huh. Second come in was a bumblebee, uh-huh. Second come in was a bumblebee, dancing around with a fiddle on his knee, uh-huh. The third man in was a little gray mouse, uh-huh. The third man in was a little gray mouse, uh-huh. There's a bride's brother. The third come in was a little gray mouse, and he says, Mr. Froggy, could I rent you a house? Uh-huh. Froggy went a-traveling across the lake, uh-huh. Ooh, ooh. Froggy went a-traveling across the lake, uh-huh. Froggy went a-traveling across the lake, and he got swallowed up by a big black snake, uh-huh.
Well, tell me, Josie, what you think of that, uh-huh. Tell me, Josie, what you think of that, uh-huh. Well, tell me, Josie, what you think of hat, and will your father bring my hat? I love that song. Doc Watson just is a classic performer. I saw him up at the Paramount Theater in Marion a few years ago. I had heard him for 30 or 40 years and sang a number of his songs. I never knew he was blind. No one had ever mentioned it. I had never seen him. It was a big surprise to me, but he is, and perhaps sometimes I think blind musicians are allowed to focus on their music a way that the rest of us can't. But in any case, he's a wonderful, wonderful musician and a great source for songs. The next song is one that I first heard on a weekend of people singing. A group of friends sang it, and I was disappointed they hadn't asked me to sing with them, but they already had a really good bass. Abe Gershowitz, a good friend of mine, had a fantastic bass voice. They didn't need me, unfortunately. And the song is called Soon I Will Be Done, and it's got a great bass part. And I wanted to play it for this show a few years ago, so I went to look for it. I could not find a really good version of the song sung by Americans. I found some versions. I didn't think they were all that good. But I did find this one, and this group that sings are... Well, I think they're Italian. You can see it on YouTube. And it's a classic gospel thing. I don't know that it's been traveled that much. But it's got some great harmonies, some great stuff going on. And it's a wonderful song to sing. And I have the music for it. If I can ever get a group together, I've got all four parts. So this is Soon I Will Be Done, sung by the Sound Gospel Train.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world,
going home to live with God.
Soon I will be
done with the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon
I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Soon I will be
done with the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
was Soon I Will Be Done by The Sound Gospel Train. The version I heard originally had the bass part going, Soon I Will Be Done. And it kept coming in again and again, and sort of unexpectedly, and it was exciting. And you can hear it there, the same thing, that part just sort of pops in. We're moving on now to a recent favorite of mine. If I really like a song, I want to hear it over and over sometimes. And what that means is you may get to hear it over and over too, because I'm liable to play it two shows in a row or fairly close back to back. I think I've played this several times during the last 12 months. This is called Scissors and Paper. It's by Heather Berry and Tony Mabe. They're a young couple. They're married. They sing together bluegrass. They write songs. The Carter family influenced them. They're from Shenandoah, Virginia, south of Staunton, not too far from Charlottesville. Tony Mabe plays the banjo and does vocals. He's from Walnut Cove, North Carolina. And they're now about 22, and this is clawhammer banjo at its best. So this is Scissors and Paper by Tony Mabe and Heather Berry. Scissors and Papers. Scissors and Paper by Heather Berry and Tony Mabe from 2008. We're staying in the country. Well, that's not exactly country. That's old-timey. But this is country. This is Runaway Train by Roseanne Cash. Roseanne Cash is the oldest daughter of Johnny Cash. Took her a while to get moving, But she finally did. She had a string of number one hits, country hits, 11 in a row. This was one of them. It was a song written by John Stewart. I've played a lot of songs by John Stewart. Played this one by him singing it. It sort of tells the story of what happens when things get out of control. Runaway Train by Roseanne Cash. Now here comes another train song. This is also a country music song. It's called Long Black Train by Josh Turner. He wrote this song and it was his first big hit. It's a strange song. I really can't figure out the metaphor. It's a gospel song and basically telling you don't get on the long black train, tempting as it may be. Exactly what the long black train is not clear to me. The thing about Josh Turner that I want to comment, he has the best bass voice I've heard in many years. A lot of singers, you may notice, a lot of men singers are tenors. They sing a high range stuff. Phil Collins being a good example. Elvis Presley. They may have a bass range and do some songs down there, but they don't live down there the way Josh Turner does. Josh Turner is he's riding the bottom rail, and this song is called Long Black Train, and he wrote it, and it became his first big hit.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train.
He's a bottom feeder, that man, Josh Turner. Deep voice. Young man, I think he's in his early 20s. The next song is another country music song. This is If I Die Young. I like this song so much, I play it every few shows and get a big kick out of it. There's a great video. If you go to YouTube and look up If I Die Young, a very mysterious, strange video. The girl, the young woman singing the song, is siblings Kimberly Reed and Neil. This must be Kimberly singing the song. In the video, The story is that she's envisioning what would happen if she died young, you know, how hard it would be for everyone. So in the video, she seems to die, and they float her out on a boat, sort of symbolically. But then she comes alive again, and they all sing. And it's a great video. It's kind of a resurrection video, I guess you'd call it. So if you want to see something fun, go see If I Die Young by the band Perry on YouTube. This is their recording of it. I like the music. I didn't see the video till long after I fell in love with the song. So it's the song that really gets me.
If I die young, bury me inside, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Lord, make me a rainbow, I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be. No, ain't even gray, but she buries her baby, the sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. If I die young, bury me inside, lay me
Die Young by the band Perry. One of the lines that gets to me there is the sharp knife of a short life. It cuts off things. And all of us have known people who've had short lives. And some of those lives were very, very full. And we think of how much more they could have had. And that's that sharp knife. And she catches that well. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baia. We're coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7. Your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. The show comes on Monday nights from 7 to 8 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my pleasure to pick out my favorite songs and play them. And I look forward to hearing them on the show. I sit and listen to each song. I don't just plug it in there, and I get a big kick out of them. I usually listen to them once beforehand, so I kind of know what's coming. So I get to hear them at least twice, and each one is something I could listen to over and over, and that makes it a lot of fun. Anyway, it's been fun. I've had a great time. I hope you've enjoyed some of the songs, and I want to wish you all a happy week and encourage you to do what I think we all do best of all, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.